Talk 580 WTCM. I'm Crystal Frost. It is the Crystal Frost Show with the Travel Authority Travel Show, and I'm high-kicking all the way in the studio.
And you're pretty good, I have to say, girl, especially you get those little tight jeans on and all this. You're like, you are killing it.
Well, I don't know if you guys want to know the secret of these jeans, but these are the kinds that are called... they're the kind of jeans that actually stretch.
I'm waiting with the pen. Well, because... when I just saw what you just did, the kick up to your forehead in jeans, I was like, wait a second.
They stretch, and so they're very forgiving. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you are getting your dancing chops on, too, just to digress back a little bit.
It's really interesting because, as Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority knows, I've been working with Swing Shift and the Stars and dancing. And Bonnie, after I'm done with this 4 months of dance, I'm going to want to get out of here.
Oh,
and just chill.
Absolutely. Do you want to get out and not dance, or do you want to go and dance your way on a vacation?
Well, being that I'm not, if I don't have my partner who's telling me exactly what to do, I'm probably not going to want to not dance.
Oh, you're going to be great. We're all supporting and backing you there.
Well, thank you, Bonnie Pintozzi.
About vacation, too, and about choosing to dance or not dance, that's the thing about vacation.
Yes.
If you want to lay around all day, then you lay around all day. If you want to go dancing, you go dancing.
You have
if you
choices.
Want to go to lunch at 3 in the afternoon or midnight.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to have second breakfast, you have second breakfast.
That's right.
Or third or fourth.
That's the thing about vacation, though. You just take away all the things that hold you back in real life.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit today with Bonnie about these. It's like a potpourri, so it's a great opportunity for people to call in, ask questions at 231-947-0023 or 855-CALL-580. You can get in touch with us. You can ask your own questions about travel. And Bonnie, it's the last day of August.
Yes.
People are getting ready to go back to school. Children are crying. Parents are so excited. And this is a big time in travel.
It is. It's interesting because we actually have Labor Day sales in travel.
Really?
Yep. Several of the tour companies and especially the cruise lines have put these different pricing structures in place that are incredible. And so you get the opportunity if you're looking to, you know, do something still this year or even into next year with some of the pricing. So we have all of these. They've been coming in constantly into our office. We have several clients who have already taken advantage of it, and it just started because all you have to do is make your reservation by the end of Monday and or September 5th, and you get to take advantage of these. And so that's on one cruise line. Then there's another one who's talking about the same thing. Look at all these four category upgrades for a Labor Day sale.
Ooh.
Plus special pricing. So, we
have
cruise
upgrades are you talking
cruise
about?
Cruise upgrades, exactly.
And you know what? Can I just say a word about cruise upgrades? Any cruise is great, no matter how you cruise. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're into doing whatever there is at port, which many of us are. So it doesn't matter. You just sleep and take a shower in your room. But if you upgrade, it's a whole different ball game.
Well,
it's
like flying. I mean, once you fly, especially business class
or first class,
especially on a long destination haul, you don't want to go back because you know that special accommodations make a difference.
Well, and this is why I never go there, because I'm a firm believer in not getting my hopes up ever. So I'm okay with status quo. I don't ever want to get to see what's on the other side of the fence.
You should,
that's
though.
Just you me, should though, experience Bonnie. It. Look how adventurous you are right now. Swing ship with the stars.
Tell
Who
me.
Who would have thought? That takes a lot of guts to do that.
Well, here's the thing about first class, though, flying, and sometimes they offer upgrades with that. You're comfortable. You're taking a nap. Somebody covers you with a blanket, and then all of a sudden you smell cookies baking.
Oh my! It's like being at mom's house.
They're baking in an oven up in the thing in front of you.
So there are cookies behind the curtain that I don't know about?
So now you need to take that extra step and figure that one out, and we'll help you do that.
Well,
trust
for crying
me.
Out loud, if there are cookies.
You know, we have Trafalgar with us a lot. And I'm just looking at some of the things they're coming across with some, you know, advanced purchases for 2017, some great, you know, value added, some 2016 pricing. I mean, everything is out there. We're seeing it every single day. Or if you do something outside of the cruises, I mean, the tour companies are getting there and they're making a huge difference. I will tell you that that's kind of the Labor Day sales and the early September sales, but there's something phenomenal that happens when school starts.
Yes, as every parent out there.
As every parent knows, but it's all of a sudden you get everybody back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And
A schedule.
But the conversation drifts to, have you booked your winter or spring vacation yet? Where are you guys going? You know, we might think about going with you, things like that. And as we know, that family vacation is always a wonderful experience. You know, those happy, memories filled, multi-generation if that happens. But vacations, Crystal and Colleen knows this for sure, but you we may have to convince, are good for the mind, the body, and the spirit. So you can't deny all those bonds, those connections, those memories, but it's good for you, okay?
Well, and a good vacation is good for the mind, the body, and the spirit. A bad vacation will put you into therapy.
Possibly, but you can't go forward in the world thinking they're going to happen that
right,
way.
Right, that's true.
I mean, there's some uncontrollable things that happen, but quite simply, this is when everyone starts really getting serious about the vacation schedule.
And I think what I mean by that is that all of the people who have ever taken that sort of that familiar family vacation where it's mom and dad in the car and the kids are in the back and they're screaming and dad's going through McDonald's drive-thru and only ordering himself a black coffee kind of thing. And it's just horrible and
saying
horrendous.
Never again.
And turning this car around after every point. And then you go to see like the, I don't know, I'm not taking this from experience at all, but I am. You go see these museums where they're not designed for children at all. And then you're going, this is awful. But if you bring the kids into the experience, that's where the memories are made.
That's where the memories are made. And that's what's different, I think, about, you know, as a child, we did the car trips.
Mm-hmm.
We did things like that. Went to the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
The South Jersey Shore. Okay. But at this stage of what we're looking at, so much has changed in travel.
Mm-hmm.
If I look at the millennials, for instance, and I look at where they're going and the adventures and the different things that they're doing, and they're bringing their children on earlier, these are generations that have grown up traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And they know the differences out there.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones that were not in the back of the station wagon, I'll tell you that. At 947-0023, we're going to Don in Elmwood. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask you this. I'm interested right now. In fact, I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Take the boat out of Boston, go up through the Maritimes, but it drops you off in Quebec, or the reverse of it starts in Quebec and drops you off in Boston. How do you get back from Quebec to Boston? I'm looking at railroad, I'm looking at bus lines, but is there any convenient way of doing that?
Well, there's depending on where you're going, where you're going to be, but we would look at the itinerary and really kind of come up with the best way to get you there. But did you fly, they're making, having you fly in and out of Boston?
No, I drive. I drive into New York all the time.
Oh, so okay. Gotcha.
I just park the car in Boston, catch the boat, and then go to Quebec and then try and get back to Boston to pick up the car.
Well, there's got to be ways to do that that it would involve the best form of transportation. And Don, if you want to send me something a little bit more about what you're planning, we'll take a look at it and make some recommendations for you.
Okay. It's just not an easy I mean, I found the railroad, and I found the going out of Quebec to Boston. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you don't know where it's going to drop you off in Boston, how far it's going to be from the car again.
Well, we'll we would figure out that stop so that we can help you plan that.
Okay. All right, good enough.
Thanks,
right,
Don.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. That's 947-0023 or 855-CALL-580 if you have any questions, as we're doing sort of a potpourri in Travel Day. You know, as you mentioned, Labor Day weekend is a big weekend for some sales, especially with the cruise lines. What are we talking about here? What kind of deals? And we did mention the four category upgrades, but what are we talking, destination specific in some of these instances?
Some of them are destination specific. There's a broad range of them, but it really can be, actually, sometimes it'll be the second person goes free.
Ooh.
Those things are out there.
What if you have four people? Does that mean two people go free?
Well, you just have to figure out.
Two sets of second people.
Yeah, depending on what your accommodations are are you all in the same cabin, or are you in two different cabins?
You need a Bonnie Pintozzi so
types
you can
of things.
Do that. Yes.
But the travel industry is just a multitude of questions. And I know that the traveler today, or just anyone who has even remotely traveled, even by our old standards and when we do our car travel with the family, people are a lot more educated. The internet is an excellent form to get them educated, but we're finding more and more people saying, I want that travel person out there to help. And, you know, we can talk about all the reasons to do that and everything like that. But the bottom line is, do you really want to spend all that time thinking you found something? And I think it's a proven fact that if you go in and look at a trip, you could wind up spending 4 hours or more just trying to figure it all out. Or do you want somebody to come in, certainly with the opportunity that knows the industry, that knows what's out there? And it's not, for us, a transaction. I know that kind of sounds like a strange thing to work with a client. Mm. It's not a transaction. It's us finding out what you want to do. Because, Crystal, if you came to me and said, okay, I have always wanted to do this, so how do we make that breath-exciting thing happen, and you take that trip that you never, ever thought you'd take?
Yeah. And where are those trips going into 2017? You know, I have this question every time the Olympics comes around, the Summer Olympics, which is, every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So we think about... We see this beautiful countryside, wherever it is, this year being in Rio, and I wonder if that impacts travel after the fact. So if people were watching the Olympics and they see Rio, are they now going, well, let's go to Brazil next time?
Right, and people looking at it are saying, I want to go for the destination as opposed to I want to go for the Olympics. Because anytime you have a huge event, I don't care if it's the Super Bowl, I don't care if it's anything, the destination is going to be a little bit pricier. Because that's a special event. But now we've had the beautiful scenery. We've seen everything going on. Absolutely a beautiful destination to go to. But these deals and these different things are worldwide. There's a lot in the United States. What we're finding out is people have made some decisions to decide, maybe I want to stay a little closer to home. Maybe that's where I want to go. And there's so much out there that's being offered.
So recently I read a list from the U.S. Tour Operators Association, which, because, you know, that's just my light reading for the weekend.
Sure,
Bonnie,
nothing else
course.
To do. Go for it.
And I was reading about the top emerging off-the-beaten-path destinations. So you're talking about Cuba, which is huge no matter what, because it was something that was really difficult to travel to Cuba before.
Right.
Now it's getting a little easier. Another one that really, Iceland, you and I have talked about
before. Oh, absolutely, Iceland.
Colombia, we've talked about before. Ethiopia is becoming, it was listed as number 5 as the off-the-beaten-path travel destinations, one of the top ones. And I thought, wow, why are people going to Ethiopia?
Never would have guessed.
Never
this one.
Would
Never,
have guessed
ever.
Ethiopia.
It's
because
warm,
they can.
Right?
Because they can.
And people are looking for things that are different. They're looking off that beaten path. They can get more merged in the country. they can take a vacation where you're actually helping to do something in a destination.
That was the question.
That's extremely popular. Giving back, being there, helping to build something, doing something differently, learning how they do some farming and other things that they do.
Yeah.
You would be surprised how many travelers are looking at eco-friendly destinations, places where they can really look at that environment and learn things from it, but also participate.
And the volunteerism, too, that's become a huge, and that's not something that I usually, when you think of vacationing, you don't always think of volunteering, but especially because of Cuba, when you do go visit Cuba, you have to learn about the culture. It's part of your, of the requirement.
You're mandated to
go.
You're mandated.
Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are looking at that in other areas as well. In Ethiopia, apparently, that's becoming very popular.
Absolutely. And there's more and more. There's more and more destinations that are so far off the beaten path. And you sit there and you go, well, can I lay on a beach? Well, if you're looking for that type of vacation, you need to actually let us help you identify the destination. What's going to be out there to do?
Because you're probably not going to lay on a beach in Ethiopia. But in Iceland, this is the other thing. That you and I talked about this a number of weeks ago, and I thought, Iceland, really? But it is the biggest appeal right now is because of all of those natural things. You have the glaciers and the volcanoes and the hot springs and the northern lights and these natural wonders, and people think, I want to go see all that. But that is not going to be the vacation maybe for everybody if you're taking the family on a on a spring break or something.
Not necessarily, and we've interviewed Gordon from Hurtigruten several times here, and they are an amazing organization with their vessels and their adventures and the things that they do. But Iceland, we have Sarah in our office who has been there, and so she loves when clients come in and say, hey, is there anyone that I can talk to about Iceland? They sit down with her, and they go over all that, and they're just different places to go. Non-traditional.
You know, when we were, obviously all year we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, and, you know, we're blessed in Michigan to be right in the backyard of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, which is actually one of the most popular national parks. But some of the less popular parks, I mean, everybody knows Yellowstone, and they all try to aspire to be there. But it's really interesting that one of the least traveled national parks is actually Isle Royale in Michigan. And we were talking about Antarctica. Antarctica, the number three on the list, is in the middle of Lake Superior. And you wouldn't think that you would need, even for us in Michigan, a travel agent to get up there, but you might.
Oh, you do. I mean, we get calls all the time. Can you help us with Michigan? Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pure Michigan has done an incredible job, as we've had Kevin Klein on. People are recognizing us from around the world, but sometimes closer to home, like you said, we don't think to do some of these things. And we have that natural beauty right here in Michigan.
And of course, one of the top destinations for travel is and continues to be Alaska.
Yes.
And you are an Alaskan expert. You've been there a number of times.
I love Alaska.
Fan. I could totally envision you just staying there for the rest of your life.
Possibly at certain times of the year.
Well, it's interesting. A friend of the show, actually, she is working as a at an animal shelter in Haines, Alaska right now, taking over. And she's actually an animal expert here in northern Michigan. And she says she loves this, like, very small town atmosphere, feels a lot like Northern Exposure, that she's like, I think I could stay here forever. And it takes a certain kind of person to live in Alaska year round. But what I thought was interesting about Alaska is that several of the national parks are not very well traveled. People are not visiting them like they're visiting Alaska.
Exactly. I think we get caught up, and there's nothing wrong with this, by taking a cruise tour, cruising up the inside passage, or cruising down the inside passage, getting that familiar sights and sounds of Alaska. And then certainly if you have the time, extend that and do the tour side of it, because that really takes you within Alaska. But you're only seeing a small part of Alaska. It's vast. It's incredible. And I love some of these TV programs that are really focused in on these people living in remote locations. But if you see the Talkeetna, you see those small areas, and then understand how the hikers and how all that happens on Denali. I mean, it's an amazing view of a destination that's so vast that it would take multiple visits and extended ones to see it all.
You know, now that we're on the conversation of the national parks, this year on December 7th, actually, the National Service, Park Service, and the U.S. Navy is going to host this commemorative ceremony on the island of Oahu, mm-hmm. because it's the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Right.
And for so many people, including myself, this would be one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Can people call you now,
yes.
and say, you know, I'd like to be a part of that on December 7th?
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing. Hawaii has been extremely popular this year. More and more people going to it. And they want to see some of the multiple islands, but a stopping point flying in, like, for instance, is Oahu. Mm-hmm. It's a great area. You can get around that island and see so many different things. But, yes, to answer that, absolutely, we can help.
And Hawaii in December is going to be gorgeous anyway.
I love it. It's gorgeous
anytime. It's gorgeous all the time.
Right.
Yeah, what am I
exactly.
about?
Probably there's a storm I know approaching right now, but, you know, that happens around the world.
Right.
You can't control that stuff.
One of the last things I wanted to ask you about is this year, and I know we're only August 31st right now. We still have a lot of the year left. But we have experienced a lot of terrorism mm-hmm. around the globe. We have experienced terrorism specifically in some very high traffic, high tourist areas. And we have the Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
Has that, or do you foresee that continuing to be a factor in decision making as people plan for their travel?
It's an interesting question, and one, there's a lot of documentation out in our industry from cruise lines, tour companies, individuals, surveys. But the bottom line is when you look at the World Travel and Tourism Council, it really depends on the factors of whether or not a certain destination, a certain company, if that's the stability of the country, whether the attack was aimed at tourists and the government response. There's a lot of factors that go in, but travelers are pretty resilient. I mean, we did a survey in our office recently to find out what have we seen. People coming in and changing their destinations. No, not necessarily. Mm. What we have seen is maybe a little bit of a decrease, and I would tell you that probably, I would say Brussels is probably down considerably based on a lot of the things that are going on. But where Dublin and Shannon, Ireland are way up. Iceland is way up. Athens, Greece is way up in tourism. So people are starting to move to other places like Lisbon, Portugal, or to Amsterdam, the Netherlands. All of these are up in the percentages of what they've seen year over year. But people are still going to Europe. They're mm-hmm. still doing the destinations they're where they feel is safe as well. And when you ask me the difference also with the Zika virus, I think when that first hit, the media did a really good job of letting people know at least what they knew at that time. So it's hit probably a certain segment, you know, as they've been talking about, but it hasn't impacted everyone. Now, time will tell as this kind of moves on as well.
I know we're running out of time here, but I don't want to forget about Fred in Sutton's Bay for a final question here. Fred, thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Bonnie. Is there different fares for the younger people for spring break? Is there a different fare rate?
Not necessarily. Depending on if there's a charter available, then that would be across the board for the family itself. But there's not children's fares. What you do find are children's rates for the land accommodations.
I see. So we were planning, we have a place to stay in Florida, Anna Maria Island, but need to get down there. And I called about rates the other day, talked to an agent, mm-hmm. and it was just flat, no, there isn't. This is the fare.
Well, flexibility happens, and I have to tell you, Anna Maria Island is my favorite place in Florida. Have visited it numerous times, have quite a few friends. Fred, give me a call. We'll take a look at it for you. How's that sound?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, thank you so much for the call, and absolutely you can get in touch with Bonnie Pintozzi at the Travel Authority or any of the other agents who are definitely well-equipped to get you wherever it is that you want to go. Bonnie, it's always such a great opportunity to talk to you, and I love talking potpourri travel.
I love about that.
It smells good.
It does. And we get that opportunity to interact with our listeners, too.
Yes, I love that. We'll take a quick break. It is WTCM News Talk 580. If you want to get in touch with the Travel Authority or just see what they're all about, go to thetravelauthority.com. Bye, Bonnie.
Thank you, Crystal. It's called Kokomo. That's where...